On Wednesday, water use restrictions in Pittsfield, Massachusetts are moving from voluntary to mandatory as the city's water supply continues to drop amid a statewide drought. Outdoor water activities like watering lawns and gardens, washing cars, or filling swimming pools must happen before 7 a.m. or after 7 p.m., and only on alternating days. Pittsfield's Department of Public Services and Utilities will be enforcing the new restrictions, with fines issued for all offenses after the first. WAMC spoke with Department Commissioner Ricardo Morales.
Water levels continue to decline, although through the last month, with voluntary conservation restrictions, we saw a slowdown of that decline. So that's a good sign of, you know, people doing the right thing. Nevertheless, we did reach the next trigger, the 8 feet mark below the full level of the reservoir at Cleveland, and that's when we enter the significant drought stage. It's our stage number two, and it's introducing the restrictions as mandatory. We will be enforcing, and what we're asking is that residents restrict water activities on outdoor usage, not, you know, water use in general, watering lawns and gardens, washing vehicles, filling swimming pools, and that sort of activity. You can still do that on alternating days before 7 a.m. and after 7 p.m. Other than that, we ask that you don't do that. We'll be enforcing in this stage.
What kind of communication has the city had with the state about this issue? I know that it's a statewide drought. So what's that communication like between Pittsfield and state leadership?
Well, that's a good question. According to both the state's plan and our drought management plan, we have to be in contact with Mass DEP and the Office of Energy and Environmental Affairs, letting them know about our intentions, letting them know our plan, when we're going to enter in this different stages of our plan. One of the things we monitor is the level, the drought level or the drought stage the state is in. That tells us that we should be paying attention to our reservoirs with impending drought in mind, and that's when we start looking at the level. And once we see that level reached 4 feet below full, we enter into our first stage. That happened in August, and now we're reaching our second stage at 8 feet below full.
Now, what does stage three look like? What's the watermark, so to speak, of reaching that level of the drought here in Pittsfield?
So stage three is the critical drought. We start looking at water restrictions that go beyond the timing of it is more strict. We just make the same activities. Now we're introducing more restrictions on timing, when you can do those, the duration, and the like. We, on stage three, we also introduce you cannot use automated systems. You have to, if you're out watering your lawn, for example, you can do it while holding the hose at the allowed times and days.
Now, how likely is that we'll get to stage three at this point?
So stage three is another 4 feet down from where we are right now, so reaching 12 feet. It is definitely possible. What we like to think is that people will start conserving water. By far the largest consumer of water in Pittsfield or anywhere else is residential usage. And asking people to conserve water in at least outdoor usage, which is one of the most water uses in a day on a residence, will have an effect in slowing it down and maybe turning it around.
Now, is this a cause to be alarmed, or what's your messaging like to folks in Pittsfield about what seems like an increasingly threatening situation with its water supply?
I don't think we should be in a state of alarming alarm. We are fortunate enough that we have a large quantity of water in our reservoirs. That's in part why we were able to start conserving water on later than a lot of municipalities in the rest of the state. just because of the amount of water we have. And when that is inputted into our water drought management system, we were able to push that out a little bit more. It is upon us to start conserving water so that we stretch out our reservoir levels, our reservoir water capacity, so that we can get into the next seasons where we normally see the levels go up again.